Here at Ag Connect Expo, I am speaking to Martin Richenhagen, who is the CEO of AgCo. And first of all, I guess, Martin, tell us a little bit about how we've made this transition from the first to the second show, because, you know, this is a monumental task to put together, and I'm sure that, you know, you learned some things the first time out, and how would you characterize this year?
Well, I think this year we could get much more visitors to the show, and the reason why is that we organized several conferences, annual meetings, like the meeting of the Farm Bureau, and so that attracts a lot of people, and this helped us very much also to get those people to the show and show them the latest equipment.
How would you characterize the comments, the farmers that I think you've probably had a chance to interact with here? What's the mood, and how are they liking the show, do you think?
I think they like it very much so. So I heard nothing than positive remarks and comments. And I think they also like the location. Next time, 2013, we will be back in Orlando again. But we have a beautiful venue here in Atlanta.
Absolutely, we do. Anything you can tell us about this show, some features, some standouts that you're especially proud of?
Well, actually, I think a lot of companies use the show and also to do other things, like AgCo did organize their dealer meeting before the show. A lot of companies also bring farmers to the show, and that helps, of course, to get more people here.
Well, I understand that part of the strategy, if you will, is to bring into this type of a professional industry show people who are seriously looking for and wanting to do business with the companies that are exhibiting here, for example. That might be a little different than some other shows.
Yeah, well, actually, we want to attract the big growers. We want to attract those people who are really investing, or let's say who plan to invest, who want to compare product, and I think that's a pretty good approach. Also, the Association of Equipment Manufacturers are the organizers, so that means it's a non-profit organization. Every money, all the money we make, in case we make some, will be reinvested in the show again.
Yes. Well, I heard the Federal Reserve economist who spoke here. He portrayed a recovering, slowly economy, but made a point that in the ag sector is really doing pretty well, and there's some good reasons for that. So, you know, looking at that, how do you feel looking ahead for your industry?
Well, first of all, we were not hit so much by the recession. So that means everybody went down a little bit, but not as much as other companies. Then we already recovered 2010. I think for most of the companies, 2010 was a pretty good year. The reason for that, farm income was strong, and farmers therefore were willing and had the means to invest. And I think 2011 will be similar.
Well, I know we have a lot of co-located events here, and as you said, we're going to be looking at 2 years and going on that rotation. Then, if I understand right, that is to kind of be an off year to the European counterpart show.
Yes, exactly. We want to be the lead show in America, and the lead show in Europe is Agritechnica. We managed to get have Agritechnica as a little shareholder in our show, so they own 5 to 10, I think right now about 10% of AgConnect. And the reason for that is they have gathered a lot of know-how during the last, I would say, maybe 20, 30 years. And so we can leapfrog and learn from them instead of reinventing the wheel.
Well, that just seems to make a lot of sense to some of us looking in from out here. Well, I will make a point that you had a great opening reception, very well done, and a good party to get things started.
Yes, the farmers are also, and we are part of that world. We are also very good in doing parties.
Well, there are a lot of things that go into making the show. You've got your Advocating for Agriculture Awards, for example. Just a lot of things that I'm sure will grow over time. Thank you very much. That's Martin Richenhagen, CEO for AgCo, here at the AgConnect Expo. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.